Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A heat advisory continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Daytime highs approaching 103. Today, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 72. Mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. We are less than 1 month away from the August 6th primaries across the state of Kansas, the second election of 2024 for the state of Kansas after the presidential preference primary that happened in March of this year. And if you are looking to vote in the upcoming August 6th primary across the state, the deadline to register to vote is coming up tomorrow, as the Kansas Secretary of State's office is reminding that if you've moved or may have changed your name, that you need to re-register with that updated information before you go to the polling place. Like the presidential preference primary that we had back in March in the state of Kansas, only registered Republicans and Democrats are able to cast a ballot for their primary elections, with unaffiliated voters or third-party voters not having primaries in the state, but having to wait until November for that general election. In order to register to vote, if you are new to Kansas, you must be a citizen of the United States and at least 18 years or older and have an address here in the state of Kansas. And you can register by going to the Kansas Secretary of State's website.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team, the first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. City leaders in the city of Topeka said that they have cast aside a new ordinance that would potentially discuss property taxes in the community. As KSNT News reports, that Earl McIntosh ended up bringing a petition to the city council that was sought by more than 5,000 voters, creating an ordinance that would make it mandatory for voters in the community to actually vote on property tax increases in the area. However, according to the city council, they say that it is unconstitutional and have cast out the petition that was signed by the thousands of petitioners. As the organizer said that he is frustrated with the process.
5,400. These are registered voters, and they said that they need help with their property tax. This is a cry for help.
That audio from KSNT News, where he goes on to say that it affects everybody. People who are on fixed incomes, these people work hard all their lives and they get taxed out of their homes. It's not fair and it's not right. The petitioner, along with organizations backing them, say they are making legal action against the city to continue on with the movement. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help without a pocket cost. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Earlier this week, 37-year-old Andrew Moss was sentenced to 90 days in jail, 5 years probation, and ordered to pay almost $150,000 in restitution for felony theft by unlawfully taking $5,000 or more. The sentence was in line with a plea bargain reached with prosecutors this spring. Moss was the former director of St. Paul Lutheran Church Cornerstone Early Learning Center and was arrested back in November when the church reported a theft in excess of $150,000. $1,000. Court records show police found numerous suspicious transactions connected to Moss, including $50,000 in ATM withdrawals and $97,000 in Visa gift cards. Investigators determined that the money was deposited into Moss's personal bank accounts and into his online gambling accounts. Moss is required to pay off the restitution at the rate of $500 a month. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kansas Republicans love our nation and state, but we know things are headed in the wrong direction. Joe Biden's runaway inflation is making it harder for families to make ends meet, and his border crisis is putting our families in danger. Dr. John Epley has the prescription to make things better. A fourth-generation Kansan and lifelong Republican, Dr. John Epley has been a trusted rural family doctor for over 40 years. A proven conservative, Dr. John Epley is pro-life, a defender of the Second Amendment, and helped write the bill to ban transgender surgery for minors, because the woke liberal agenda has no place in Kansas. And Dr. Epley knows nothing is more important than securing our southern border. He supports fighting illegal immigration by sending troops to secure the border and keep criminals and deadly drugs out of Kansas. Rural doctor, conservative fighter, Kansas roots. Conservative Republican Dr. John Epley for State Senate.
Paid for by Epley for State Senate, Patsy Porter, Treasurer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday's the final day for voter registration for the August 6th primary. In Marshall County, you may register at the county clerk's office or city offices or online at ksvotes.org. Those who have moved or changed names since last election must also re-register. Advance voting begins Wednesday at county clerk's offices, running through noon, August 5th, and advance ballots may be requested. A number of contested local and state races will be decided in the August primary in advance of the November general election. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. A request to allow change of operating hours at the Marshall County Health Department was heard, opening earlier at 7:30 a.m. to better serve patrons needing to go to work or school. Extended hours until 6:30 p.m. Wednesdays was suggested as well, closing them on Fridays. Commissioners will discuss further and made no decisions. The health department will be doing monthly outreach clinics in communities throughout the county and has purchased 100 weather radios with grant funds that will be distributed at the Marshall County Fair. Tuesday fires up the annual Washington County Fair with check-ins including open class entries 4:30 till 8 p.m. and livestock entries Tuesday evening. Wednesday judging is underway with a 4-H horse show planned, a pet show Wednesday afternoon at 2 under the tent north of the Rock Barn, and the swine show that evening. Thursday is the sheep and goat show as well as bucket calf and beef show. Thursday evening, Indian hoop dancers perform at 8, a ranch rodeo is planned with Emily Navarro performing live at 8:30. KNDY will air pre-fair interviews with 4-H youth Thursday and Friday with live reports from the grounds Thursday, Friday, and Saturday afternoons. Friday, dairy cattle and dairy goat shows as well as poultry precede livestock judging at 1. Putt-putt, inflatables, and games will be featured Friday evening with a livestock sale at 7 and dueling pianos on the tennis courts at 8:30. Saturday, round-robin competition starts at 9 a.m. with Barnyard Olympics at 1 and the Moto Rodeo. Parade downtown Saturday evening in Washington starts at 6, highlighting this year's theme, 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots. Games featured again on the ground Saturday night with the Moto Rodeo Finals and Pedal Pull. The Travis Gibson Band caps it off with a concert Saturday night at 8:30 at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Ruled a homicide, the remains of a man identified as 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids were located last week northwest of Waterville. He'd last been seen the evening of July 4th, and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation was called in to assist with the search and investigation. Murder is suspected, and a person of interest is in custody on unrelated charges as the investigation continues. Authorities do not believe the community is in any danger. Family of the man reached out to KNDY Friday, thanking the public for their support and understanding, and KSNT Topeka spoke on camera last week with Shoptees' nephew.
On the inside, he cared for everybody. He looked like a big, strong, scary guy, but he would do anything for anybody in a heartbeat. He didn't deserve this, and he had a very big heart.
Norlene M. Cornett, age 101 of Barnston, passed away Thursday. A visitation is planned this Wednesday, which is her birth date, 1 until 8 p.m., with family greeting friends from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, with a memorial service Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Norlene Cornett. Sylvester D. Fox, age 80 of Frankfort, passed away July 6th. A visitation is planned August 10th. Family receiving friends from noon until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Sylvester Fox. Leo J. Schwartz, age 85, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 7. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Leo Schwartz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish with a biscuit, macaroni and cheese, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and fruited jello. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Me, Nick Wolf at United Bank and Trust, to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Our stretch of hot and muggy weather looks to continue here for today yet, but a cold frontal boundary will start to approach from the northwest tonight into Tuesday, taking the edge off that heat by your Tuesday. We go from the lower 100s for high temperatures by this afternoon, with those heat index values by this afternoon in the 105 to 110 range. We do pick up a chance for some showers and storms then for tonight, but then by the time we get to Tuesday on the backside of that cold frontal boundary, not nearly as hot. Tuesday's highs will ease back to around 87 degrees. Still can't rule out some showers and storms Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday, but beyond that, a pleasant forecast. Thursday, full-on sunshine with lower 80s for highs, and for your Friday, still expecting dry and sunny conditions in the low to mid 80s. Some shower and storm chances return for your weekend. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 115. The average low, 70. The record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:14. 77 starting the week out. Sunshine this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 15th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The Copa America trophy stays in Argentina.
And the clock strikes midnight on Colombia's unbeaten run. Messi has done it again. Argentina has done it again. They have gone back to back as Copa America champions.
As heard on Fox Sports, Argentina legend Leo Messi exited the game in the 65th minute with an injury. But Lautaro Martinez's extra time goal was enough to give the reigning Copa champs a second straight win, 1-0 the final. The MLB draft last night, not only do the Guardians have the American League's best record, they also held the first pick in the draft.
With the first pick of the 2024 MLB draft, the Cleveland Guardians select Travis Bazana, a second baseman from Oregon State University.
Commissioner Rob Manfred announcing the hopeful future star of the Guardians on ESPN. The real star of the night, though, the University of Wake Forest.
With the 10th pick of the 2024 MLB draft, the Washington Nationals select Seaver King, a shortstop from Wake Forest.
Seaver King, the third Demon Deacon selected in the first 10 picks. Only once before did three players from the same school all go in the top 10. On the diamonds, the Blue Jays blew a 7-0 lead in Arizona, tied at 7 in the top of the 7th.
And Vladdy just gave one a ride out to the deepest part of the park and gone. A monster shot from Vladimir Guerrero Jr. as the Blue Jays have taken an 8-7 lead.
On Sportsnet 590, the Blue Jays held on for the 8-7 win. WNBA, the Storm handled the Dream 81-70, while Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston propelled the Fever past the Lynx 81-74. This is Rich Cantor, ABC Sports.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investor eyes and ears will be on Washington, D.C. today, where Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will speak and could offer clues about the timing of an interest rate cut. Most analysts are projecting a cut in September. The economy will be in the spotlight tonight. It's the focus of the first night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Another political meeting this week highlighting the world's second largest economy, the Chinese Communist Party, holding its once in a decade meetings. But today, China announcing slower growth in the second quarter. The economy expanded by 4.7%, well down from the 5.3% it grew in the first quarter, as economists blame weak consumer demand and reduced government spending. One economic trend that could be lower in the U.S. is back-to-school spending. Deloitte says overall sales likely to be down to about $31.3 billion. Last year, there were closer to $32 billion in sales. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Washington County Fair, 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots. This year's fair runs July 16th through the 21st, with check-in of exhibits Tuesday, July 16th, beginning at 4:30. Open class entry till 6:30, 4-H till 8. Judging gets underway Wednesday with a ranch rodeo on Thursday evening at 8, along with Indian hoop dancers. Friday includes livestock judging, buyer's appreciation meal, and the livestock auction beginning at 7 p.m. A dodgeball tournament's planned with dueling pianos live on the tennis courts Friday night. Saturday, the moto rodeo is back. The annual fair parade downtown begins at 6. Games and a pedal pull will follow, with the Travis Gibson Band live Saturday night. For information, go online to WashingtonCountyKSFair.com or their Facebook page. The Washington County Fair, July 16th through the 21st. 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots.
Good Monday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, back on Friday, it was the July World Ag Supply and Demand Report, and of course, USDA Chief Economist had a moment to speak about the market reaction to the release of its crop forecasts.
Perhaps not surprising here. So, Chicago soft red winter wheat futures down a little over 3% or about 18 cents. Perhaps not surprising given what the report contained in terms of the expansion of, you know, higher wheat supplies than the trade was expecting. Corn is up a little bit, and soybeans are essentially unchanged, wheat being the big mover on the day, as we see those larger than expected supplies seeming to weigh on price today.
As he mentioned there, the wheat forecast was a bit of a surprise.
I think that is the big surprise from the U.S. production side, is the supply of the crop for wheat across the board, larger than anticipated anyway.
He also talked about the yield estimate for winter wheat.
No change in planted and harvested area for winter wheat, obviously, but a 1.2% increase or 0.6 of a bushel increase on wheat yields. You know, that's a pretty big production increase, and for winter wheat, at the upper end of the trade range of the expectation.
Now, one quick note in conclusion shows the USDA is confirming an outbreak of avian flu affecting two Minnesota turkey flocks. The agency's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed the cases in Kandi, Ojai, and Renville counties. The case in Renville County affected more than 15,000 breeder hens. The cases in Kandi, Ojai County affected nearly 22,000 hens and about 4,300 toms. These are the first cases found in either county here in 2024. Sam Speck with your latest ag news, only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Stars, Stripes, and Marshall County Nights. The annual Marshall County Fair is July 18th through the 24th. Livestock weigh-in Friday afternoon. 4-H and open class entries accepted July 19th, 4 until 8 p.m. with a ranch rodeo Friday evening at 7. Judging begins Saturday. Activities include inflatables. Saturday evening, the figure eight race begins at 7. Unleash your inner superstar with open mic night on the fairground stage starting at 8. Anyone welcome to join the jam. Bring your talent. Sunday kicks off with a barnyard boogie, the car show on the grounds from 1 to 5. Inflatable set up again 5 until 9 with a fair parade on the square Sunday evening at 6. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host a battle of the bands following at 7:30 Sunday, along with a pedal pool. Round Robins Monday evening with an outdoor movie at dark. Tuesday, the livestock auction follows the annual fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe from 5 till 7:30. The public is welcome. Full schedules online at mscountyfair.com. Stars, Stripes, and Marshall County Nights. The annual Marshall County Fair is July 18th through the 24th.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Recently, the United States Supreme Court has made decisions that can and likely will impact agriculture. Two of the more key rulings involve buy-sell agreements and the Chevron Doctrine. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen explains a case heard involving buy-sell agreements and shares of stock.
We've had several very significant U.S. Supreme Court opinions that bear on agriculture. And what they said with respect to a buy-sell agreement, and by the way, I think a buy-sell agreement is perhaps just as important as a properly drafted will or trust, particularly if you're planning on keeping that farm in the family throughout subsequent generations. What we had in this situation was a small business in the St. Louis area. It's non-farm, but the same principle applies. And it was two brothers that operated the business, and they had a buy-sell agreement where the corporation would redeem the stock of a deceased shareholder. There would be a redemption. And the insurance policy that was funding the buy-sell agreement, those proceeds would go to the corporation to redeem the stock of the deceased shareholder.
McOwen shares the implication of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on buy-sell agreements.
One of the shareholders died, the one that owned most of the stock, and so the corporation gets over $3 million worth of insurance proceeds for the other brother to buy out his deceased brother. Well, the question was, do the policy proceeds increase the stock base and then cause a tax problem in the deceased brother's estate? And the court said, yes, it did in this situation. Now, they said it wouldn't necessarily be the case in every redemption-style buy-sell agreement, but the brothers didn't pay attention to what was required under the buy-sell agreement during life.
He discusses another crucial case regarding the repeal of the Chevron Doctrine.
The Chevron doctrine comes from a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1984, and under that doctrine, courts are to defer to an administrative agency's interpretations of a statute where the intent of the Congress was ambiguous and where the interpretation is reasonable or permissible. So that set a pretty low hurdle for an agency to clear. If the agency's interpretation of a statute wasn't arbitrary or capricious, then the agency's interpretation would be upheld. And under the Chevron doctrine, if they were reasonable in their interpretation, they win. And that has created issues for farmers and ranchers for a long time. Now the court said, no, that's not right. And one of the things that the court said was these agencies don't have any special competence on construing statutes. The courts do.
That was Roger McOwen, Kansas State University and Washburn Law Professor, with information on the rulings of two influential U.S. Supreme Court cases. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They are on their summer sale schedule every other week, featuring a cattle and hay sale next Monday, July 22nd. Call the sale barn for consignments or information. Go online to check consignments as well, Beatrice77.com. No sale today, cattle and hay sale scheduled next Monday, July 22nd in Beatrice. 729 from KNDY, 78 still on the warm side. Triple-digit highs today, perhaps ahead of a cold front, could prompt scattered thunderstorms late today. Then highs around 90, seasonal highs Tuesday, middle 80s, Wednesday into Thursday.
By now, you've had successes, failures, and probably a few surprises in the garden. They're all covered in our collection of favorite garden quips. Those are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 15th, the 197th day of the year. Singer Linda Ronstadt has a birthday, and the social messaging site X, formerly known as Twitter, was launched on this day in 2006. Gardens have a way of humbling even the most experienced gardener. That is the theme that runs through our collection of garden quips. One goes, the biggest mistake you can make as a gardener is to think you're in charge. Another says, gardens require a lot of moisture, mostly in the form of perspiration. This bit of wisdom puts failures in perspective. A garden is always a series of losses set against a few triumphs. And when your careful plans go awry, you can relate to the man who said, anyone who wants to rule the world should try to rule a garden first. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the Olympics starting shortly around the world, the Sunflower State Games have also been in progress across the state and in the city of Topeka, as the official opening ceremony was held on Friday last week at Evergy Plaza. Or according to organizers for the Sunflower State Games, they say they have been breaking records with roughly 25% to 30% more entries of individuals coming in to compete this year, raising more than $1.6 million in just 2 weeks alone.
Having this as the home site for the state of Kansas, obviously this is the capital, but you want to see this city take great pride in it. It's been here for almost 22 years, and so we want to continue the legacy. I think that's important moving forward, that we have a city that's really behind us. And Topeka, they've been a great resource and a great ally for us in the past. We want to make sure that that continues.
They say they are looking to bring the games all over the state of Kansas all season long and even partner with the Special Olympics in the state. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty at Ford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty at Ford has explosive deals on over 200 new Fords with rates as low as 0% APR or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months or get a 2023 Ford F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand finance. Mach-E 1389 per thousand finance. F-150 1471 per thousand finance. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
An Iowa State representative had been called up to the Sioux City Explorers as they needed a pitcher, calling up the elected official in a short amount of time to step into the game.
Part of me thought maybe it was a joke, but no, it ended up being absolutely magical.
I called him and I said, I need you. He's like, I don't know if I can. And I just said, look, I don't care what you give me. Like, I just need someone to go in there and throw strikes. And he said, I think I can do that, but I got to have someone pick up my shift. So he called me back 10 minutes later and said he's in.
That audio from KSN News as J.D. Schulten ended up getting called up to the minors. As according to team officials, they say it was a complete scramble until right at the end.
The lineup card had all the players' names on there, and it had a question mark right there with the pitcher's name, a big question mark. And you're like, who's it going to be? I mean, it was a big question mark. And I've never seen a lineup card in all the years I've done this had just a question mark, and that was the official lineup had a question mark just 2 hours before game time.
Mid American Network Sports.
KNDY.